Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 55, talking about three things that prolong a man's days and years, really everyone's days and years. The prolonging of prayer, the prolonging of a meal, and spending a long amount of time in a privy. Let's skip over to the idea of prolonging a meal. Davening a lot and privy are two different aspects, but let's look and focus on the meal itself for today. Rav Yehuda had stated, he who prolongs his meal. This is because perhaps a poor man will come and he will give him some food. As it is written, the altar was of wood, 3 cubits high. And it is written in that same verse, and he, the angel Gabriel, said to me, this is the table that is before Hashem. Now the verse begins with altar and finishes with table. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both explained that as long as the temple stood, the altar atoned for Israel. But now a man's table, by giving food to the poor, atones for him, and also by saying Divrei Torah. They say in Pirkei Avos, it says that if three people are sitting at a table and say words of Torah, it's as if you sacrifice a sacrifice to Hashem from the Mizbeach, from the altar. But if three people or more are sitting at a table and speak about mundane things and don't do any words of Torah, it's as if they sat at the table of idolatry, God forbid, of a table of not doing good things. I forget the exact terminology. Excuse me for that. But the idea here is that we should prolong a meal and realize that our table is like what the altar could be. So a lot of times people have guests, but they kick him out by 3 p.m., they kick him out by 2 p.m., they kick him out by whatever time. Don't kick out your guests. Let the meal go nice. Let it be long. Prolong it. Let it be nice and eventful, and let it be full of different things. You know, you don't have to keep them forever. Don't keep your guests forever, but let it be a nice flow. Let it be a nice situation, and let it be a type of meal where people feel relaxed and engaged and enjoy it. You should always make sure, Bli Neder, to talk about Torah at the meal. At our meal, for example, I like to try to do Zmiros, not able to do all 6, 5, or 4, depending on the meal, but even 1 or 2 is good. And then we try to do something on the Parsha using the Or HaChaim Bli Neder and using the Ramban Bli Neder. And now we found this Rav Shalom Rosner book, which is fantastic. And you don't have to do all those things, but try to choose something. And also we try to do a book on Halacha, talking now the kosher kitchen, our kosher in the kitchen, something like that. I forget what it's called also, but trying to bring aspects to the meal, Halacha and Parsha. And then we found a Parsha book for kids. My mom bought for us the little, my first Parsha reader. You know, different ways of getting the kids involved, getting the guests involved, as you realize that the table is a table that could be fit for Hashem, fit for kings, including words of Torah, including in prolonging the meal, making it feel like they're luxurious guests, treating them like royalty, having a nice long meal where the kids can all play together, good food, good Torah, making the meal feel like a mizbeach for Hashem is the best thing we could do, and that will, by definition, God willing, prolong our days and years. Admeiv Esrim Shana for all of us. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 56 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.